Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a little different. We have a stack of these incredibly focused sources. We're not talking about academic theory.
Not at all. These are three real-world business automation case studies.
And our mission here is, well, it's pure extraction. We want to distill the universal lessons, the repeatable things that show us exactly how building better systems, it just always beats hiring more people to manage a broken process.
And I think the power of what we're looking at today is just how practical it is. We have these very clear before and after snapshots,
Right.
and they cover three totally different pain points: sales, operations, and service delivery. They really confirm that smart automation isn't some 10-year plan. It delivers immediate, measurable results.
Often dramatic results from what I was
Oh,
reading.
absolutely. It's about fixing the foundation, not just, endlessly patching the roof.
Okay, let's unpack that first case study then, because it hits on what I think is maybe the most common business loss out there, the cost of being
The
slow.
cost of slowness, exactly.
This was a service business, and they were actively losing leads. Right out of the gate, they had the staff, but they just didn't have the time capacity to reply when a lead was fresh and hot.
And that time lag is just, it's so corrosive to any kind of sales momentum. When a customer reaches out, they're in what we call the moment of maximum urgency.
Right.
Every minute they have to wait, they're either looking at a competitor or just, their enthusiasm is cooling off. This company found their manual process. It often took
Yeah,
hours.
hours for leads they actually paid for.
Precisely. That is the hidden cost that never shows up on a balance sheet.
Yeah.
You spend all this money to generate demand, and then you just choke it internally because of friction.
So you're basically lighting your marketing budget on fire.
Every single day. That's a perfect way to put it.
So what did the automation look like? Because you pointed out this wasn't just a simple, thanks for your email
No, it
autoresponder.
was much more sophisticated. They implemented a multi-step workflow, probably using something like Zapier or a low-code tool, right inside their existing CRM.
And what did it do?
The minute a web form was submitted, the system did three things instantly. First, it sent a personalized, actionable reply, one with the pricing structure already defined. Second, it immediately offered a link to book a discovery call right there and then.
Ah, so it syncs with the sales agent's calendar.
Instantly. And third, the system handled all the follow-up reminders automatically, which made sure the meeting actually happened.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for me. The impact was almost instantaneous. Their own tracking showed the conversion rate just jumped within weeks of putting this in.
And that rapid, measurable result is the biggest lesson here. It tells us the problem wasn't their product, it wasn't their pricing or their sales pitch.
It was friction.
It was pure, unnecessary operational friction. By removing that bottleneck, the agent who had to manually check their email and schedule things, they just tapped right into that immediate demand.
So if the solution was that straightforward, why didn't they see it earlier? Why? Wait.
Because we're all conditioned to think about the labor cost, not the speed cost. They saw their team working hard, so the first thought is always, we need to hire another junior sales rep.
Of course.
But this proves that if you can instantly turn a lost lead into a scheduled conversation, you eliminate the single biggest point of failure in the whole sales funnel. It really raises an important question for you listening. How much of your potential revenue is just sitting in an inbox right now, cooling off, waiting for a human?
That's a powerful point. Okay, let's pivot from that external sales speed to taming internal chaos, because that often feels like a much slower, more painful drain on a business.
Oh, absolutely. Our second example is a trades business. Think installations, service calls, and their operational structure was, well, it was a nightmare of fragmentation.
Yeah, when you look at the source material on the state of their data, it just sounds exhausting. You had jobs and emails, texts from guys in the field, handwritten notes, separate billing spreadsheets.
In the specifics, I mean, it's almost painful to read. It turned out that the office staff needed to have
Five.
five different windows open on their computer just to answer one simple customer question like, what's the status of my job?
Five windows for one answer. That one detail just, it perfectly illustrates information overload. That's five chances for manual error, 5 points of friction.
And just a massive amount of wasted time.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the staff burnout.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's not just inefficient, it's mentally taxing. The staff wasn't solving customer problems, they were just hunting for data. The cognitive load of trying to piece together information from five different places, it was eating up their entire day.
So the solution must have been massive then. Did they have to bring in like a huge consulting firm or a dev team to fix that kind of mess.
And that's what's so fascinating here. It was the elegance of the solution. They didn't have to replace everything. They implemented a system, probably a specialized field service software or maybe something built with Airtable, to create a single unified dashboard.
So one screen to rule them all.
Exactly. Every piece of information from the first quote request to the final invoice, all the field notes, it all lived in one place, updating automatically.
But getting all those old systems, the emails, the texts, getting that all to talk to the new system must have been a huge project itself, right?
It wasn't effortless, no, but the sources made it clear that the cost of not integrating was way higher. The key was connecting all those inputs using simple APIs into one central place. Once that single source of truth was there, all the noise just disappeared.
So the hunting stopped.
The hunting stopped. And that time staff spends just looking for data, that is arguably the biggest hidden drain on productivity and morale in any business that's still doing things manually.
Right. It's not just about saving a few minutes on a call. It's about giving the whole business instant clarity.
Exactly. Fragmentation is a systemic problem. A single access point solves it completely. And it changed the staff's job from being data trackers to, you know, actual problem solvers.
Okay, let's move to our third example, which might be the most dramatic one in terms of just pure time reduction. We're talking about a business where preparing a single quote was a 40-minute ordeal.
40 minutes per quote. Just think about the volume. If you're sending out, say, 10 quotes a day.
That's nearly 7 hours of staff time.
Right. That's basically one person's entire job, just doing repetitive data entry, calculations, formatting documents.
And when you look at why it took 40 minutes, you see all the classic friction points. They had to check inventory, calculate margins with these complex rules, manually put it all into a nice PDF.
And just like with the sales leads we talked about, that lag time is a huge strategic vulnerability. If your competitor can get a quote to the customer instantly, you lose. Doesn't matter how good your service is, 40 minutes is plenty of time to go look at three other options.
So the transformation here, it was genuinely exponential. They took that 40-minute process and got it down to seconds. How do you even make that kind of leap?
They built a rules engine, basically a sophisticated product configurator. This system stored all the complex pricing rules, the inventory levels, the legal language, all of it. So the sales rep, or in some cases, even the customer themselves, could just input a few key details.
And the system does the rest?
It automatically calculates the final price, generates a professional branded PDF, and fires it off immediately.
That's incredible. The change isn't just about saving time, is it? It completely changes the customer experience.
That's the core strategic benefit right there. First, the customer gets an instant professional response, which makes the business look modern and reliable. Second, the internal savings are just astronomical.
Hours and hours a week, freed up.
And that's what stands out the most here. Automation doesn't just speed up delivery. It shifts your human capital, your staff's time and energy away from tedious work and toward high-value activities. They went from being, quote, generators to being growth catalysts.
So instead of spending 7 hours a day pushing paper, that person can now focus on account management or relationship building or marketing. That is real strategic leverage.
Absolutely. The system takes over the mechanics, and it frees up the humans to focus on nuance and relationships, which is what actually drives long-term value.
So let's bring these three examples together. We have the instant lead conversion, getting rid of the five-window chaos, and the 40-minute quote, becoming seconds. Across all these different functions, sales, ops, service, the source material points to one clear unifying thesis.
It really does. And it's the essential insight of this whole deep dive. These businesses were solving operational problems, not staffing problems.
Right.
They didn't need more staff to manage the complexity. They needed better systems to simplify it.
That is the crucial takeaway. We always treat every bottleneck as a reason to hire someone, but these cases show that you have to optimize the pipeline first. You fix the process, then you add resources to scale what's already working.
And the automation delivered three universal dividends across all three scenarios. It didn't matter if it was sales or internal tracking. They all got 1, huge time savings, 2, radically faster service for the customer, and 3, fewer mistakes. Because the system, not a tired human, was handling the data entry.
It changes the entire definition of growth. Instead of growth being this chaotic mess where you have to hire 3 people to keep up, you fix the mess first. Then your existing team can focus on strategy, and any new hires join an efficient machine.
The systems become the force multiplier. That's really it. the investment in the system pays off way beyond the initial time saved.
So this deep dive has shown how lead management can go from this slow, manual process to instant conversion, how operational chaos can be centralized into a single dashboard, and how a huge time sink can literally be reduced to seconds. These aren't just minor tweaks. They are foundational business transformations.
They are. And if we leave you with one final thought to consider, maybe reflect on your own professional life. If a system that requires five windows to answer one question represents a huge hidden cost of chaos, what's the equivalent of 40 minutes for a quote in your own workflow?
That's a great question.
Take a moment to really think about where you're spending your valuable time hunting for information, or reconciling spreadsheets, or waiting for some manual approval that doesn't need to be manual, because those are the moments that are ripe for automation to turn an overwhelming task into mere seconds.